You're listening to KNBR, your exclusive home for 49ers play-by-play with Ted Robinson. Now back to Mr. T.
Eric Burns, Tom Tolbert with you. Time to talk a little San Francisco 49er football. It's always a pleasure to talk to the head coach of the San Francisco 49ers, Jim Harbaugh. Coach, what's going on?
Well, getting ready to talk to you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Been looking forward to this.
For how long? How long have you even known you were coming on?
A minute and a half.
A couple hours.
Yeah. And I'm sure you're just sitting going, I can't wait. Can't wait to get on with Tolbert and Burns. It's going to be the highlight of my day.
It is. There was a couple other highlights. We got our players out on the field today. Had our second workout where the coaches were with the players and got great turnout and good work for an hour out on the field. And teams in shape. Guys have done a magnificent job here the last couple months getting themselves ready to go.
How much of the tempo of a football team is set during the offseason?
The tempo?
Yeah, just work and what you want to get in and guys showing up in shape and they're prepared and they're, like, kind of keeping themselves ready to go. So when they hit the ground for camp, they're like, here we go.
Oh, well, so many things. Part about getting in shape, getting physically ready to play – 20 game plus season, getting in the best shape of their lives. I mean, that's a major factor what they're getting ready for. They're also learning the nuances of the playbook. Rookies that were doing everything for the first time last year, where every day was a new day. Now everything that they do this year, they've done at least one time before in their lives. So they can make great strides and great progress. It really comes down to, everything that you've done last year or did the year before, is great and you're proud of it. But this is a whole new team. You're forging it. You're building it. There's new players on the team, and you're guys that we're guys wearing the same uniform, but. In terms of determining what kind of a team you're going to be, how good, how great, all those things are starting to build right now.
Coach, you lose Deshaun Goldson to Tampa. You guys move up in the first round to draft the safety from LSU, Eric Reed. What should we expect from him in his first season?
Well, we have real high expectations of Eric Reed. He's done a phenomenal job in his college career and great youngster. We wouldn't have drafted him if we didn't, and especially in the first round, if we didn't have high expectations for him. And I really enjoyed him after we drafted him. Maybe some guys tell you that this was the place that they were hoping to be drafted and wanted to be drafted, and that's something that Eric expressed, and I really, really believed him. And when he got here, he went right to work. Wanted to start looking at the playbook. He wanted to talk football with Ed Donatell, our secondary coach, and Greg Jackson. He's a really bright guy. So that was great being with him. So first day was outstanding.
Hey, Coach, as a staff, do you guys ever get together and try to attack your team? Like sit down and say, if I were game planning against our defense, this is how I would attack our defense, and maybe vice versa, this is how I would attack our offense, to maybe kind of, get inside or get a different perspective of what other people may be looking at when they're playing your team?
Yes, I mean, those conversations go on in the off-season study. You get together as a defensive coaching staff, you get together as an offensive coaching staff, and you watch how teams did attack you, what was successful, what changes you're going to need to make. Going forward, there's a good chunk of each day that's used on that process.
Anquan Boldin, obviously your guys' biggest free agent acquisition this offseason. How much do you think he'll help Michael Crabtree, as Michael Crabtree's obviously emerging into a superstar?
Having two high-level, productive, top-notch receivers in the league playing together, I think they'll help each other both immensely that way. And I think that's the main thing. Michael's a pro. Michael is a top-notch competitor, proven frontline receiver, and so is Anquan Boldin. So I think they'll help each other.
Has losing the Super Bowl left the gut yet? Does that always stay with you, or do you have to turn the page and just move on?
Well, obviously you're competing. This is a new year, and you're competing like the rest of the 31 teams who all believe that they have the opportunity to do great things this year. So, you darn sure better get competing. So that's what we're doing.
I'm just curious, Coach, do you relax at all? I mean, I know you love football and you think about football all the time. We talked last year about schedule comes out. You look forward to the first game, but I'm just, do you ever have time to just kind of detox a little bit, get away from it and recharge your batteries? Or is it something that you love so much that you don't feel like you need to recharge your batteries?
Do I ever just kind of chill and relax?
Yeah. Have a good time. Like come on the radio show with us, that type of deal.
That's relaxing. I think people find a lot of ways to relax and or to chill out, as the youngsters say. But I kind of find just getting my iPad and watching tape a great way to chill.
So basically, you don't get away from football very often, then.
I find a lot of ways in football to chill.
Hey, Coach, how involved were you in the draft process? I mean, obviously, you guys just had a ridiculous number of picks. You ended up drafting 11 different players. When it comes to being the head coach, and I realize you guys have an entire department and general manager and everything is involved, Trent Baalke, but how involved were you when it came to the selections?
It was all team effort. Everybody did their bit, did their part, and I felt like everybody else, I did my bit. So you probably want a good story. You probably want something like that nobody else has, and kind of something entertaining for the listeners.
That's what we're looking
for. Sure, entertaining
that's
great. I don't even care if it's
that's really
truth.
What you're looking for, right?
A war room argument or something that happened, and I'm looking at this. You're a seventh round pick, Marcus Cooper. I mean, pretty much Mr. Irrelevant for you guys. Any chance he makes a team?
Well, let me give you one. I'm going to give you the story that nobody has, that nobody knows about, that is just probably the most interesting thing. May have never ever happened before in pro football, and it concerns one of our draft picks, Quentin Patton. Do you want that story?
Absolutely. Yes. The wide receiver from Louisiana Tech, Coach.
That's
go ahead.
That's the one. After I tell you this story, you're gonna just wish you could just go give him a big hug right now. As soon as he comes in here for mini camp, that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna go walk up to him and give him a big hug. He calls us 2 days ago, and he said he's here. He's on his way. He's got his just landed at the airport. He's in his rental car. He's coming over to the facility, and can't wait to get started. Which we had to go. What, you're where? What airport did you fly into? You're in a rental car driving here? Yeah, Coach. 20 minutes away. And, we go, he can't be here. He can't come here. He's not allowed to be at our facility. If he comes to our facility 2 days ago, then he can't come to our rookie mini camp next weekend.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So we, called the league and explained what had happened and, nobody told Quentin that he wasn't supposed to be here. He just got on a plane.
On his own.
Bought his own ticket. Flew from Nashville to San Francisco Airport. Rented a car and couldn't wait to get started. That's how gung-ho he was. And, the rule is that that players can't come to the city, the facility. They can't start working on football until the draft or till the rookie mini camp. Now they can come in like Eric Reed did. They can come in the day they were drafted, but you know, outside of that 24-hour period, they're not allowed to be at your facility working on football. So, the amazing story is, you know, we had to on the phone stop Quentin. You got to go back to the airport, and you got to fly back to Nashville. you can't come here until the rookie minicamp. Now we didn't do a very good job of communicating that to Quentin, you know, before he got on the airplane. But, you know, the fact that he would buy his own ticket, fly out here, just to me just speaks volumes about him. To be honest with you, he reminds me of me. I mean, that's something I would have done, you know.
100%. That's great. You got to love his tenacity.
I love it. I can't wait. I mean, and it's probably the best money that he's ever spent, even though he had to just fly out here and fly back home. It's the best money you've ever, because if he plays for 10 or 15 years in this league, you know, every time somebody talks about Quentin Patton, they're gonna recall the story of he was so gung-ho to get his NFL career started that he flew out to San Francisco on his own dime.
So if you have to cut him, that's going to be a difficult one.
It's not going to happen.
Couldn't it? When does rookie camp start, Coach?
It starts, the rookies will fly in a week from tomorrow, and we'll have rookie mini camp Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Oh, I was going to say if it was closer, he probably could have just got a hotel and stayed a couple of days. Well, I would expect when he signs his contract.
It's unprecedented.
I've never heard of anything like that. I'm just saying
the closest thing I've heard, Coach, was last year when Hunter Pence, who happened to be making $11 million a year, got traded to the San Francisco Giants. It was late August for the stretch run there. He bought his own ticket to be able to get to San Francisco. I guess there was some sort of mix-up, but he bought his own ticket from, it was like Philadelphia to San Francisco, so he could get to the game on time.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, look at the impact he had on the San Francisco Giants. I mean, another even part of that story is like I said. I mean, we should have done a better job, communicating to all the rookies that not to fly themselves out here. That we'll fly them out here a week from Thursday. But we even called Quentin's agent and said, hey, you know, Quentin is here. Did you not tell him that he isn't supposed to be here till next Thursday? And his agent said, you know, Quentin said he was so excited to get started that he was just going to get a plane ticket and fly himself out there. But I thought he was just kidding. So
do you think maybe when you guys
isn't that awesome?
That's great.
Awesome.
Do you think maybe when you sign him, you can throw in a couple free flight vouchers for him?
He's already my favorite guy.
That is that's awesome stuff. Hey, real quick, Coach, we only got a minute or so, but
was that good enough?
No, fantastic. I mean, perfect. Anytime you want to share nuggets, we're always down for a nugget or two.
Awesome.
Hey, real quick, how crazy is it in the draft room with so many picks and you guys moved up and you moved back and you moved back and you moved up? Is it as crazy as one would make it seem with that many picks?
Well, it's just. It's like game day, you know. You're very serious about it, and you're living at every pick. You're really trying to think through, getting an advantage and how you can get the players that you've evaluated and want to have on your team. You know, we want these guys on our team. How do we get them on our team? So it's much like the game atmosphere.
Hey, Coach, we always appreciate you joining us. I know you're always busy breaking stuff down, grinding things out, so we appreciate it. Anytime you feel like just chilling and having a good time and having a few laughs, you know,
bringing it down a notch or two, just call you guys?
Absolutely.
Bringing a story out that no one else has heard.
Believe me, it's hard to bring us down. We're already at the basement level, but if you want to try, we would love to have you on.
Oh, well, I spend 30 minutes when I drive home listening to you guys or the Giants game, always, or the Warriors game. It's That's another good way to chill.
Absolutely. Hey, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you very much for your time. We always appreciate it. Hopefully we can do it again.
All right. Thanks.